Hello and welcome back to the LifeSpring Family Bible. This is episode number 47, and today we'll be reading chapters 26 through 28 of the book of Exodus. Please forgive me for missing a day. I've had some website transfer problems, and I've spent the last 48 hours or so slaving over my computer. But things are back to normal now, and it's time to get back on schedule. Please forgive me. So let's begin. Exodus chapter 26. The tabernacle itself you are to make with 10 curtains of fine twisted linen, in blue and purple and scarlet. You are to make them with cherubim that are the work of an artistic designer. The length of each curtain is to be 42 feet, and the width of each curtain is to be 6 feet, the same size for each of the curtains. 5 curtains are to be joined one to another, and the other 5 curtains are to be joined one to another. You are to make loops of blue material along the edge of the end curtain in one set, and in the same way you are to make loops of blue material along the edge of the end curtain in one set, and in the same way you are to make loops in the outer edge of the end curtain in the second set. And you are to make 50 loops on the end curtain which is on the second set, so that the loops are opposite one to another. You are to make 50 gold clasps and join the curtains together with the clasps, so that the tabernacle is a unit. You are to make curtains of goat's hair for a tent over the tabernacle. You are to make 11 curtains. The length of each curtain is to be 45 feet, and the width of each curtain is to be 6 feet, the same size for the 11 curtains. You are to join 5 curtains by themselves and 6 curtains by themselves. You are to double over the 6th curtain at the front of the tent. You are to make 50 loops along the side of the end curtain in one set, and 50 loops along the edge of the curtain that joins the second set. You are to make 50 bronze clasps, and put the clasps into the loops, and join the tent together so that it is a unit. Now the part that remains of the curtains of the tent, the half curtain that remains, will hang over at the back of the tabernacle. The foot and a half on the one side and the foot and a half on the other side of what remains in the length of the curtains of the tent will hang over the sides of the tabernacle, on one side and the other side, to cover it. You are to make a covering for the tent out of ram skins dyed red, and over that a covering of fine leather. You are to make the frames for the tabernacle out of acacia wood as uprights. Each frame is to be 15 feet long, and each frame is to be 2 feet 3 inches wide, with 2 projections per frame parallel to one another. You are to make all the frames of the tabernacle in this way. So you are to make the frames for the tabernacle, 20 frames for the south side, and you are to make 40 silver bases to go under the 20 frames, 2 bases under the first frame for its 2 projections, and likewise 2 bases under the next frame for its 2 projections. And for the second side of the tabernacle, the north side, 20 frames, and their 40 silver bases, 2 bases under the first frame and 2 bases under the next frame. And for the back of the tabernacle on the west, you will make 6 frames. You are to make 2 frames for the corners of the tabernacle on the back. At the 2 corners, they must be doubled at the lower end and finished together at the top in one ring. So it will be for both. So there are to be 8 frames and their silver bases, 16 bases, 2 bases under the first frame and 2 bases under the next frame. You are to make bars of acacia wood, 5 for the frames on one side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the frames on the second side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the frames on the back of the tabernacle on the west. The middle bar in the center of the frames will reach from end to end. You are to overlay the frames with gold and make their rings of gold to provide places for the bars, and you are to overlay the bars with gold. You are to set up the tabernacle according to the plan that you were shown on the mountain. You are to make a special curtain of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and fine twisted linen. It is to be made with cherubim, the work of an artistic designer. You are to hang it with gold hooks on 4 posts of acacia wood overlaid with gold, set in 4 silver bases. You are to hang this curtain under the clasps and bring the Ark of the Testimony in there behind the curtain. The curtain will make a division for you between the holy place and the most holy place. You are to put the atonement lid on the Ark of the Testimony in the most holy place. You are to put the table outside the curtain and the lampstand on the south side of the curtain, opposite the table, and you are to place the table on the north side. You are to make a hanging for the entrance of the tent of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and fine twisted linen, the work of an embroiderer. You are to make for the hanging 5 posts of acacia wood and overlay them with gold, and their hooks will be gold, and you are to cast 5 bronze bases for them. Exodus chapter 27. You are to make the altar of acacia wood, 7 feet 6 inches long and 7 feet 6 inches wide. The altar is to be square, and its height is to be 4 feet 6 inches. You are to make its 4 horns on its 4 corners. Its corners will be part of it, and you are to overlay it with bronze. You are to make its pots for the ashes, its shovels, its tossing bowls, its meat hooks, and its fire pans, and you are to make all these utensils out of bronze. You are to make a grating for it, a network of bronze, and you are to make on the network 4 bronze rings on its 4 corners. You are to put it under the ledge of the altar below, so that the network will come halfway up the altar. You are to make poles for the altar, poles of acacia wood, and you are to overlay them with bronze. The poles are to be put into the rings so that the poles will be on 2 sides of the altar when carrying it. You are to make the altar hollow out of boards, just as was shown you on the mountain, so they must make it. You are to make the courtyard of the tabernacle. For the south side there are to be hangings for the courtyard of fine twisted linen, 150 feet long for one side, with 20 posts and their 20 bronze bases, with the hooks of the posts and their bands of silver. Likewise, for its length on the north side, there are to be hangings for 150 feet, with 20 posts and their 20 bronze bases, with silver hooks and bands on the posts. The width of the court on the west side is to be 75 feet with hangings, with their 10 posts and their 10 bases. The width of the court on the east side, toward the sunrise, is to be 75 feet. The hangings on one side of the gate are to be 22.5 feet long, with their 3 posts and their 3 bases. On the second side, there are to be hangings 22.5 feet long, with their 3 posts and their 3 bases. For the gate of the courtyard, there is to be a curtain 30 feet of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and its fine twisted linen, the work of an embroiderer, with 4 posts and their 4 bases. All the posts around the courtyard are to have silver bands. Their hooks are to be silver and their bases bronze. The length of the courtyard is to be 150 feet and the width 75 feet. And the height of the fine twisted linen hangings is to be 7.5 feet with their bronze bases. All the utensils of the tabernacle used in all its service, all its tent pegs, and all the tent pegs of the courtyard are to be made of bronze. You are to command the Israelites that they bring to you oil of pressed olives for the light, so that the lamps will burn regularly. In the tent of meeting outside the curtain that is before the testimony, Aaron and his sons are to arrange it from evening to morning before the Lord. This is to be a lasting ordinance among the Israelites for generations to come. Exodus chapter 28. And you, bring near to you your brother Aaron and his sons from him among the Israelites, so that they may minister as my priests. Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar, Aaron's sons. You must make holy garments for your brother Aaron, for glory and for beauty. You are to speak to all who are specially skilled, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, so that they may make Aaron's garments to set him apart, to minister as my priest. Now these are the garments that they are to make: a breastpiece, an ephod, a robe, a fitted tunic, a turban, and a sash. They are to make holy garments for your brother Aaron and for his sons, that they may minister as my priests. The artisans are to use the gold, blue, purple, scarlet, and fine linen. They are to make the ephod of gold, blue, purple, scarlet, and fine twisted linen, the work of an artistic designer. It is to have 2 shoulder pieces attached to 2 of its corners, so it can be joined together. The artistically woven waistband of the ephod that is on it is to be like it, of 1 piece with the ephod of gold, blue, purple, scarlet, and fine twisted linen. You are to take 2 onyx stones and engrave on them the names of the sons of Israel, 6 of their names on one stone, and the 6 remaining names on the second stone, according to the order of their birth. You are to engrave the 2 stones with the names of the sons of Israel, with the work of an engraver in stone, like the engravings of a seal. You are to have them set in gold filigree settings. You are to put the two stones on the shoulders of the ephod, stones of memorial for the sons of Israel. And Aaron will bear their names before the Lord on his two shoulders for a memorial. You are to make filigree settings of gold and the two braided chains of pure gold, like a cord, and attach the chains to the settings. You are to make a breastplate for use in making decisions, the work of an artistic designer. You are to make it in the same fashion as the ephod. You are to make it of gold, blue, purple, scarlet, and fine twisted linen. It is to be square when doubled, 9 inches long and 9 inches wide. You are to set in it a setting for stones, 4 rows of stones, a row with the ruby, a topaz, and a beryl, the first row. And the second row, a turquoise, a sapphire, and an emerald. And the third row, a jacinth, an agate, and an amethyst. And the fourth row, a chrysolite, an onyx, and a jasper. They are to be enclosed in gold in their filigree settings. The stones are to be for the names of the sons of Israel, 12, according to the number of their names. Each name according to the 12 tribes is to be like the engravings of a seal. You are to make for the breastplate braided chains like cords of pure gold, and you are to make for the breastpiece 2 gold rings and attach the 2 rings to the upper 2 ends of the breastpiece. You are to attach the 2 gold chains to the 2 rings at the ends of the breastpiece. The other 2 ends of the 2 chains you will attach to the 2 settings and then attach them to the shoulder pieces of the ephod at the front of it. You are to make 2 rings of gold and put them on the other 2 ends of the breastpiece, on its edge that is on the inner side of the ephod. You are to make 2 more gold rings and attach them to the bottom of the 2 shoulder pieces on the front of the ephod, close to the juncture above the waistband of the ephod. They are to tie to the breastpiece by its rings, to the rings of the ephod by blue cord, so that it may be above the waistband of the ephod, and so that the breastpiece will not be loose from the ephod. Aaron will bear the names of the sons of Israel in the breastpiece of decision over his heart when he goes into the holy place for a memorial before the Lord continually. You are to put the Urim and the Thummim into the breastpiece of decision, and they are to be over Aaron's heart when he goes in before the Lord. Aaron is to bear the decisions of the Israelites over his heart before the Lord continually. You are to make the robe of the ephod completely blue. There is to be an opening in its top in the center of it, with an edge all around the opening, the work of a weaver, like the opening of a collar, so that it cannot be torn. You are to make pomegranates of blue, purple, and scarlet all around its hem, and bells of gold between them all around. The pattern is to be a gold bell and a pomegranate, a gold bell and a pomegranate all around the hem of the robe. The robe is to be on Aaron as he ministers, and his sound will be heard when he enters the holy place before the Lord and when he leaves, so that he does not die. You are to make a plate of pure gold and engrave on it the way a seal is engraved, holiness to the Lord. You are to attach to it a blue cord so that it will be on the turban. It is to be on the front of the turban. It will be on Aaron's forehead, and Aaron will bear the iniquity of the holy things, which the Israelites are to sanctify by all their holy gifts. It will always be on his forehead, for their acceptance before the Lord. You are to weave the tunic of fine linen, and make the turban of fine linen, and make the sash the work of an embroiderer. For Aaron's sons, you are to make tunics, sashes, and headbands, for glory and for beauty. You are to clothe them, your brother Aaron and his sons with him, and anoint them, and ordain them, and set them apart as holy, so that they may minister as my priests. Make for them linen undergarments to cover their naked bodies. They must cover from the waist to the thighs. These must be on Aaron and his sons when they enter to the tent of meeting, or when they approach the altar to minister in the holy place, so that they bear no iniquity and die. It is to be a perpetual ordinance from him and for his descendants after him. Well, such a tremendous amount of detail. It kind of shows you just a little bit of how much of a God of detail God is. It really shouldn't be a surprise when we look at the creation around us, when we look at the intricacy of a snowflake, when we think about how our bodies themselves are made, where no detail has been left to chance. God's design is perfect. Well, I look forward to being with you tomorrow. And until then, I'm Steve Webb. God bless you. Thank you. This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.